And what kinds, different kinds of vegetables would you put in there?
Well, we could put rutabagas, and we could put potatoes, and
any other vegetables?
I believe we could put onions in there, I think so. Yeah.
And did they
keep potatoes.
Did they keep pretty long?
Pretty good, yes, ma'am.
Yeah?
Yes,
like ma'am. A month or?
Yes, no, long.
Would it keep all winter?
Sometimes, yes, ma'am. We fix them right, do it there, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Sure. Somebody one time talked about this, told me some story about always being in trouble because he'd go over to his uncle's house and dig into his potato bin or something.
Bank, yeah, we call it bank.
The potato bank.
Yes.
Okay. What about, do you remember anything again before you had a refrigerator of a stream near the house where you could set milk? Or
yes, ma'am. Yeah, I have seen it set put on in wells.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, to keep just
yes, ma'am. Keep it cool and well.
And about how long would that keep it then? Like if it's real hot summertime, would that keep it then? Or?
It'd keep it, I wouldn't say just how long, but a pretty good while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cold.
Yes, ma'am. Pretty cold, you know, down in that well. It'd let it on down in there, you know. And
yeah, well, I've had
with a rope or something, you know.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. And what do you call the place where you, like the place up around the barn where all the animals and cows, mules, and everything walk, you just call
that's
that
in
the
lot.
Okay. Yeah. And what about a place where you let them out to go graze? You'd say, I'm going to turn them
pasta.
Out.
Pasta.
How's that?
Pasta.
Okay. And tell me, if you will, about how the cotton was grown, the process, you know, that you grew cotton with.
Well, we would prepare this ground.
And first you'd have to?
First we'd, first we'd have to clean off and fix up for planting.
Mm-hmm. That was get off of?
Yeah, all the vegetation and things, you know, where
yeah.
We could plant.
Well, would that be itself pretty hard work?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, sometimes?
Yes, ma'am, sure. Mm-hmm. And then we'd plant this cotton.
Okay, what about how you first broke the ground?
With a plow.
What
turn plow.
How's what kind?
Turn plow.
That was the one you used first?
Yes, ma'am. Turn all the ground, prepare the soil.
And after the turning plow, what other implement did you use?
We used what we call an opening plow. Open up the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Put out the fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And
anything else to kind of loosen up the ground besides a plow?
Well, it depends upon what kind of shape the ground would be in. Sometimes we'd use a harrow to kind of level off, you know.
Mm-hmm. And are there different kinds of harrows?
Yes, ma'am.
What different kinds of harrows?
Well, we have a something kind of like a spring tooth.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah.
What's
and then a spring tooth, and then we go break up what we call all the old clogs and things on it with that, you know, level it kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But usually if it's pretty rough, they use harrows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a harrow, you go in there and harrow that ground.
Yeah.
With
well,
a drag and that leave it level.
What's the difference between a spring tooth and just a regular harrow?
What?
What's the difference between a spring tooth?
Well, a harrow's got blades on it. Blades, you know.
And it kind of cuts up.
Cuts up, and the spring tooth has, it's kind of like a rake.
Oh.
See.
When it's in better condition. And what was a drag like?
That would be some kind of piece of timber or something on the back of this to drag over and make it level, like sweeping a yard.
Uh-huh. Mm. Did you put it on behind the hair?
On behind the hair, that's right.
Mm. All right, and then you planted it?
And then we. It's ready to open the rows up and put your seed in,
mm-hmm.
cover them up.
Well, that was always been done by machine. You don't remember doing it by hand?
Oh yeah,
you
by mules and hand. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it many a day.
Well, now when you did it with a mule, though, you had a little
plow. Yeah.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.